This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Oh my gosh. Well, today we are at Concorso Italiano on the Monterey Peninsula at the Black Horse Golf Course. Absolutely beautiful cars coming onto the lawn. Tom McDowell is here. He is the president and CEO of Concorso Italiano. Tom, I'm telling you what, this is my favorite event of the entire weekend here, and I'm just thrilled to be here.
You know, Alan, we're thrilled that you are here. this is an event for some people who are really some hardcore car enthusiasts, and it's for the love of the cars. They like the lifestyle element and whatnot, but people come here and they want to open the hoods of the cars. They want to look at the cars. They want to hear these exhausts. They just love the cars.
Yes. Well, and so maybe we start out by talking about Concorso Italiano, what makes it different, what makes it so wonderful. And then I actually want to know how you got into the hobby, because, I mean, without you, really, this event would not be happening. I mean, it takes a lot of work to put one of the events on.
Well, it does. This is a full-year effort. We have a full-time staff. We have close to 1,000 cars, and we've got sponsors and vendors and a lot of moving parts. And you can't just pull this together in the last month or so before the event. So we've already started planning not only for 2017, but 2018.
Wow.
But the logistics, and we start tomorrow. The show is concluded, and we're already planning for just everything, that all the moving parts that are here going on today.
Right. So Concorso Italiano, obviously Italian cars, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Maseratis, Alfa Romeos. What am I missing? Lancia.
Iso and Bizzarini.
We've got
De Tomaso.
See?
And we even have some cars that went in our special coach works that you wouldn't think are Italian, but they had Italian designers. We've got a BMW designed by Pininfarina. For today's purposes, it's Italian.
Yeah, right. Well, and I've seen some cars come on the lawn that I've never seen before. There was some sort of a concept car that rolled across a little bit ago, and I was like, what is that?
There are some really unusual cars. The Fiat cars tend to be pretty unusual.
And Fiat, we forgot about Fiat.
The Fiat cars, we can just look across the grass here for a little bit, and there's I don't know what that model is, but there's a beautiful blue Fiat on display. I've never seen it before.
Yeah. Now, I was in Spain a few weeks back for my 30th anniversary. I took my wife, who's Spanish from Spain, her family. And I saw all kinds of unbelievably gorgeous Italian cars, because it's obviously that's part of the world it is. But and that little car you just pointed at, that's something you would see, almost daily driving around in Italy and Spain and all that part of the country. But these are just awesome machines. Like here. And what is this? An Ariel Atom, right?
I have no idea what that is.
It's got an exoskeleton. It almost looks like a dune buggy. But, I mean, like we just talked, we're going to see some interesting machines rolling on the lawn here today.
No, there are. Oh, and here we come with a Cobra. There are some just spectacular cars coming here.
And I said, and by the way, Dodges are here. Well, that's only because Bob Bondurant and Bondurant's High Performance Driving School is here. But interesting, you guys have put on this event on this golf course now and around this area. This has been going on for how many years?
My wife will attest to how bad I am with anniversaries, but I think this is our 31st anniversary.
Wow. And how did you get into this love affair with cars?
Well, my cousin infected our family. He told my father about this thing called Alfa Romeo. And all of a sudden, my father brought home this Alfa Romeo, infected my older brother, and the contagion just sort of spread through the family. And we've never lost it. It went dormant with me for a while. The family took front and center.
Right.
But several years ago, I had a chance to get involved with Concorso Italiano. It made some unfortunate decisions, and we've brought it back to a golf course. And I've got this thing called Alfa Romeo running through my bloodstream right now. And there's no inoculation against it. Once you've got it, you're with it forever.
So are you happy to see Alfa come back to the U.S.?
Oh, I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled. You know, there were so many false starts. We thought they're coming back next year, and it didn't happen.
Right.
But and they came back a little bit with the 8C Competizione back in 2008. But here we are now. Today we've got their introducing the Giulia to the audience, and they've got the 4C last year. And I had a chance to drive a 4C late last night. It was my first chance in the car. I could have some fun in that car. No power steering. I kind of enjoyed throwback to no power steering.
Throwback, totally. And that's what's fun about this. You get to see the old throwback, like these old Fiats and things that are just little box cars, all the way up to the beautiful Ferraris and Lamborghinis and what have you. Some of the people that are here, you said we're going to have a chance to talk to a Mr. Lamborghini?
Yeah, Mr. Tonino Lamborghini. Yes,
wow.
Yes. He's going to be, we had him here yesterday and had a chance to meet him. And he was sharing with me some of the American food he likes. And we would all be surprised. Those people on the West Coast are certainly familiar with In-N-Out Burger, but that seems to be one of his favorites.
Burgers, right. That is great. Well, a fun event. And for those who are not able to attend this year, obviously you just heard him say they're planning for 2017, 2018, and Tom McDowell, you're the best, man. Thank you for having us right here in the middle of the golf course. Great.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
All right. We'll take a little break. You're listening to The Drive today from Concorso Italiano. And we'll be back.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.